Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we are celebrating 25 years of doing this here, but nothing quite as exciting as what we have here this week. Oriole baseball heading to Arlington on a Tuesday, watching game one, game two, hoping to get Billy Joel in between all the raindrops, and of course, the Ravens. It's Pittsburgh week around here. No images of Ed Reed up in Hines Ward's face or, you know, Ray Lewis kneeling on the throat of Jerome Bettis or anything crazy like that, although that picture is available on the wall down at Amici's. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next Friday, the 13th. Should be a lucky day, maybe for Game 5. Maybe there will be no Game 5, and I'll get lucky. We'll be at Trunk City at the Fountain upstairs doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I got my Window Nation shirt on for you. Buy two, get two free all month long, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. We have a new sponsor. Talking about them, getting the show out on the road. Speaking of getting the show on the road, all this baseball, and I know that the Orioles will be playing game one of the American League Championship Series next Sunday, the 15th at Camden Yards. But in the event that they do or do not, I will be having a proper British breakfast with my friends up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. That is the 15th. So that's the first day of my 56th year on the planet. It'll be Jim Palmer's birthday as well on Sunday. We're going to watch the Ravens play the Titans. Remember the Titans. I remember the Jaguars in London back in 17. October 15th, we're going to be at the Sportsbook Restaurant. This guy says he might get out of bed. There's a rumor he's on vacation next week. But for $30, you get your breakfast, wing eating contest, the football blitz game. You can win up to $500 in bonus play in the casino. French toast, chili, sliders, doing it all up. You don't have to pay $30 to get in. That just covers all the food and all the fun for the day. But everyone is welcome. Everybody gets a free copy of Purple Rain 2. A handshake from me, and hopefully I'll be wearing my Orioles jersey for you, Christian Horton. Christian is the sportsbook manager up at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We dig having him around. I didn't like him so much last week because I went 8-8 against the spread. We're picking games against the spread. So, you know, I'm trying to add all this up, Christian, for the season for me. I had it all down here, and I'll get the number. But when you're 8-8, and here's one of the problems with picking these damn things with you. Harbaugh lies. Stefanski lies. Tomlin lies. You're a Patriot fan. Belichick lies. And then the next thing you know, I wake up Sunday morning and like Deshaun Watson lies about a lot of things. And he didn't play. So now, you know, you talk about some of the changes. What happens in your casino at 11:30 when Deshaun Watson scratched and fools like you and me pick the Browns to win?
Yeah, no. No, what happens is it causes a frenzy for sure. Everybody's running back to the counter. If you didn't get your bet in already, if you did bet the Ravens that day, you know, you're jumping up and down because you got them at plus money or you got them with plus two. But yeah, it definitely flips the script. You know, they when he got announced out, they were minus two. The Ravens became minus two. So a lot of people are trying to get those bets in, you know, trying to push the Ravens even more because they find out the Browns don't have their starting quarterback. So it definitely causes a frenzy.
Yeah, I would say that's called value on your side of the sports. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Looking for value here. Well, I mean, we make these picks. I never would have picked the Browns without Deshaun Watson, right? Like, I mean, I didn't even need to see that kid play, and I'd sort of forgot that they dealt Dobbs off to Arizona 5 weeks ago. Didn't even really have a backup quarterback. We know what that's like around here. We've played December. We still brag about trying to win a game with Tyler Huntley in Cincinnati last year. It almost did that, but nothing moves the lines like quarterbacks. There's a couple of things I want to talk about trend-wise this week with this slate of games, and we'll begin with Washington and Chicago on the Sunday night game, and baseball betting, obviously, at the forefront for all this. We're going to remind everybody, a lot of baseball to be played here. Go low and slow. I know you're trying to pay off all these playoff tickets, trying to get right, betting on Gunnar Henderson to hit home runs and whatnot in Arlington. But we remind everybody to play responsibly when you're out doing this because we're trying to have some fun around here. But first thing this week, you start to see some separation of big lines, right? You start to see San Francisco had a big number on them last week. You know, start to see some double digits on the Lions being a double digit. You start to see the Ravens favorite on the road in Pittsburgh. We really start to see, like, we get into October for football, get 4 weeks underneath of our belts. You start to get a vibe on who these teams are, right?
Yeah, no, correct. Definitely. You get a better sample size of what, who they are. You know, guys have been together more and guys are get injured. So, you know, the value switches on that side. So, you definitely get to see who teams are, for sure, with the month passing by.
Well, let's start with this. Washington, Chicago. I mean, is there anything? There's a couple of really bad teams. Like nobody likes the Jets, right? And this week they're going to play Denver, who nobody should like Denver, despite the fact that they rolled into a game over Chicago. I mean, there are some real dreggy teams, and I thought Arizona was going to be one of them. I mean, a couple of teams I thought were really going to stink. Carolina, there may be some signs of life, but Chicago's moribund, right?
Yeah, no, they're definitely on the tanking side. You know, they gave up the game last week. I was watching a little bit against Denver. They were up 28-14, and they end up, you know, losing the game. You know, a failed sack and the defense, you know, gives up a few big plays, and the Denver's right back in it. So I'm not a big Chicago guy. You know, I can see that they're trying to build their team and build their youth. So yeah, they're definitely in the dumps.
Well, nothing to recommend them. 6 points on the Commanders at home. You know, all eyes around here are on, you know, all things getting ready for baseball. It turns out there's no baseball Thursday. I got Washington in this one.
Yeah, no, I like Washington. I had them last week against Philly. They're just a tough team. I love their defense. They're like I said, they're in that contender stage right now to kind of see who they are. So I like the Commanders too, with the six.
Yeah, well, the contender stage in that division right now is Philadelphia and Dallas and kind of everybody else. Buffalo, Jacksonville, we'll get up early. And I want to remind everybody, next Sunday, the 15th, we're going to get up early with the Ravens and the Titans up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. This weekend, you can do the same thing and have breakfast. Pretty good game. I mean, Buffalo, Jacksonville, I thought Jacksonville was a have. They certainly played more like a have not to me. They know this trip better, as we found out back in 2017. But, you know, Buffalo's a really good team. I mean, from a Ravens perspective, if we're going to wax this division like it looks like we're going to wax this division, Buffalo and certainly Kansas City, a couple teams the Ravens aren't going to see. You know, Buffalo's a class team. I like Buffalo here on the road.
Okay, I'm with the Jacksonville Jaguars on this one. You know, they've been in London already. You know, they've been there for 2 weeks, so they kind of have no jet lag or anything like that. So they know the environment. So I like the Jags with the +5 for right here.
Speaking of that, the Ravens getting on the plane right after the game in Pittsburgh and heading over there. Good. It'll give Luke and I some time to focus. I'll be in Arlington, Texas, eating chain food and a little bit of barbecue and hoping to get out of there with a victory. Miami Giants. Miami 4-point favorite. I like Miami. I think Miami's a good team. I think the Giants stink. I watched them play the other night until I fell asleep. And they're still waiting for them to score. I'll go with Miami in this one. And again, numbers are getting to be, you know, something. The spread's real when you start to have to give some wood.
Yeah, no, I'm with Miami also. They kind of stunk it up the last week against Buffalo. Like you said, the Giants are just a bad team, injury riddled. They're trying to figure themselves out. So I'm with Miami too on this one. I
11's
think
a
too.
lot of wood. 11's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, but
Dolphins score, though. They do.
they do, and it's in Miami. You know, the Giants are not a great team, so they might go out and party the night before. So I think Miami for
Christian Horton is my guy. They're not partying, trust me. They're
sure.
well coached. They're well coached. Speaking of well coached, Christian, you're a Patriot fan. I mean, you've had a lot of celebrating in your youth. Now that you're getting old into your 20s or whatever you are, this may be a little bit of a stretch for you for the next couple of. This doesn't look good. You know, I watched the quarterback throwing the football around. You know, is Bill going to survive all this? Is Bill going to be around when they're good? And it feels to me like he's tired, they're tired. All that being said, they got New Orleans this week, and I bet you're going to pick them.
I mean, yeah, no, I can't pick against my team. I never can pick against the Patriots. But is
Well,
will
you didn't
Bill be
have
there?
to for 15 years, right?
No, I didn't. You know, I was definitely babied a lot. But no, I mean, will Bill be around? I think so. I think they're gonna figure it out. I don't think Matt Jones is the answer. I think this offseason is gonna be big for the organization and kind of see where they're gonna go and what direction.
You're talking off season, first week October. Come on now, Christian.
Yeah, we're there. We're there. I think we're there.
I got New Orleans in this one this week. Push the half point.
Okay. Cool.
What do you got? Who'd you pick? Oh, you're picking the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots.
You know what? It's gonna be a new shtick with you and me up there in Paris. I'm not even gonna ask you the Patriot game. I'm gonna pick it and just let you.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
You don't gamble this way, do you?
No, I mean, when I don't like the Patriots, I normally stay off of them or take the over and under or something like that. But no, I don't normally flow with the Patriots every single time because I know there's some games that, you know, you just can't win.
Boy, people like Detroit. 10 points. When's the last time the Detroit Lions were a 10-point favorite at home? They're playing Carolina. Not much to recommend Carolina. It's about the wood to me. 10's a lot. It's a lot. But I'll spread it on the Lions. I think the Lions are going to score. I think the Lions are giving their fans, much like this Oriole ride here, there's some belief there. And that's good because they haven't had a lot of that in Detroit.
Yeah, no. I saw Carolina play last week. They were in it with Minnesota for a little bit and just kind of crumbled at the end. You know, just a bad team. So I like Detroit on this one, like a better coach team, kind of flowing better too. So I like Detroit with the 10.
Boy, when you don't have a quarterback, it's hard to recommend. The Houston Texans may have a quarterback here, right? Like, it's a 2-point spread on this. Nobody's on Houston yet, right? Like, I thought when they rolled in here 4 weeks ago, I thought they were a 3-win team. After watching them play, I thought they were a 3-win team. I thought their defense could be good and might sustain them. I had no idea the kid – and look, he's a 1-1. I mean, we expect him to be good, but not right away. Good enough to beat the Atlanta Falcons on the road in a quiet play? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'll take 2 points on the road with that kid right now. I'll roll the dice on that.
Yeah, no, I'm with Houston. Also, Atlanta stuck it up last week in the morning game in London. Riddler's just not the guy, so I like Houston with C.J. Stroud for sure.
We're going to see Tennessee next week. They're a 2.5-point favorite in this game on the road in Indianapolis. Tennessee's a little Jekyll and Hyde, right? I mean, we certainly saw their best effort last week, which is why they're a 2.5-point favorite in this game. I guess, you know, 2.5-point favorite on the road, it says how you feel about the Colts a little bit too. And I feel that way about the Colts, despite the fact that they got the better end of the Ravens a couple weeks ago. I'll spread the 2.5 points. I'm buying into Houston and Tennessee, and I'm selling the Jacksonville stock all of a sudden in that division.
Okay. All right. So who do you like on this one?
I'll take Tennessee. I'm spreading the
Tennessee.
Two.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the Colts on this one. I like the Colts at home. They fought the Rams tough last week, took them to overtime. Anthony Richardson's kind of proven to be that second rookie standout too, you know, with C.J. Stroud. So I like the Colts on this one.
All right. Christian Norton can be found up at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville, where I can be found next Sunday. If you're just tuning in, we got a $30 deal next Sunday. You can take advantage of it. And when you do, you get involved in the football blitz game. You can win up to $500 in bonus play. And you're getting the breakfast and the tailgate, the whole buffet thrown in. French toast, chili, sliders, serving it up. I'm going to have some nachos there to honor the Arlington Rangers, as well as a wing-eating contest. I'm going to be up there all morning long, proper British breakfast. It's at the Sportsbook Restaurant. It's at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. I'll be there nice and early, 8:30 in the morning. Might even play a little blackjack, have a little fun, and really, like, enjoy the whole casino experience. I'm going to be there most of the morning, and certainly – we're hoping to have an American League Championship Series game at Camden Yards next Sunday as well. That would be the day of game one. So it's just such a big week, a lot of moving parts with baseball and football. We've been picking the games here. We both went 8-8 last week, trying to get off the schneid here a little bit this week and get a little better. Arizona, 4 o'clock games. Arizona hosting the very, very mysterious Cincinnati Bengals, right? Really began the year thinking they're a have, not a have not. They're moving more into the have not land. They are a 3-point favorite going out to the desert this week. I think there's some reason to recommend Arizona. I think there's been a little rejuvenation there. They've been a little better than maybe you thought they were going to be. And certainly Cincinnati is the biggest disappointment in the league, right?
Yeah, no, they're just very disappointing. I'm with Arizona, to be honest. Cincinnati is just a bad team. You know, I think they're into this range of, you know, they had a good 2 years and now everyone's figured them out. Plus they have Joe Burrow went down with an injury and they're just back to being a bad team. So I like Arizona. They competed well with against San Fran. They didn't get blown out too much. So I'm going to take them with the 3.
Cincinnati, you can't protect your quarterback. Your quarterback gets hurt. He's trying to play hurt. He can't play well hurt because it's not his game. Getting out of the pocket and seeing the field, that's his game. Yeah. And Then he gets I mean, this is their season could be over before it begins, and it hasn't begun yet. And if you can't win games in Arizona, I got Arizona. I'll take the 3 points and see how I do. Until the Bengals show up and show me they're a good team, I'm going to treat them like Bruce Coslett's still coaching them. Philadelphia and the Rams. This is interesting, too. A lot of travel going on here. You know, I could sense all the Bengals fans are going out to the desert this week. There'll be a lot of that. The Eagles travel real well. They're going out to L.A. this week. We don't get to play a lot of games out in L.A. in general when you're East Coast people. If you're a fan, they weren't in the league for 100 years. I expect this to be like an Eagle home game. They're a 4-point favorite on the road. They're a very good team. I'm going to spread the 4. I'll take the Eagles here. I'm a believer in the Eagles.
Okay, no, I'm going to go and get you with this one. I like L.A. at home. Like you said, the East Coast team going to the West Coast might, have a few problems with them. So I like L.A. They're tough. You know, they're also trying to figure it out, too, if they want to be in contention for the playoffs. And I love their defense. I think the Eagles finally go down this week.
Dude, who has a healthy quarterback? Like I'm looking at the Rams and I'm like Stafford, not, you know, who's, I think Josh Allen, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about Mahomes, you know, like, and he's always sort of pretending to be hurt. He kind of reminds me of Roethlisberger. He's always limping. Rivers, always limping. And then, you know, then he runs a 4-2. So, speaking of Mahomes, Kansas City, 4.5 to make you laugh. Go up to Minnesota. They don't get to play there very often. It reminds me of the old Super Bowls back in the '70s. I'll spread the 4.5. I think Minnesota might stink, and that disappoints me. I like their coach. I'm not a Cousins hater, despite the fact that he played in Washington. I don't think he's very good. I don't think he's a Super Bowl quarterback, and I think that they sort of bought fool's gold up there all along. Good enough to maybe win you 9 or 10 games, but Kansas City, to me, still the class of the league. They're going to win this game.
Kansas City might win, but I'm going to take Minnesota with the points here, especially at home. I'm with you. I think Minnesota's just not a great team. You know, they have a pressing win over the Panthers. You know, the Panthers kind of gave it away at the end. But Kansas City, they didn't beat the Jets how they're supposed to. You know, and they almost lost the game until they, you know, bled the clock out at the end. So I like the Vikings on this one.
You're liking points lately.
You got to take the points sometimes, you know. You don't got to win, and, you know, you can still – even if you lose, you can still win. So I like that.
Tell everybody the best way to come up and play with you guys. And you're a sports book manager, Hollywood Casino in Perryville. They're our partners. It's 15 minutes away for most people that listen to me to be able to get up there. Easy parking right over the bridge. You might see some Eagles. You got that big Great Wolf Lodge thing going on there in the parking lot now. Just some thoughts about the casino. Tell people what they're going to find. They come up there on a Sunday morning to watch the Ravens and then maybe stay all day, watch baseball and football.
Yeah, no, we're right up 95, right up exit 93. Like you said, we have a lot of different things. So, you know, we're a smaller property. You can come up there. We have the restaurant there that have specials every week. You can come to the sports book and gamble there. We have our table games right next to the sports book now, where you don't have to walk too far. It's literally right there. So you can gamble, play on the tables, watch the games, and also enjoy a meal at the restaurant.
I feel like I drive to Vegas in 15 minutes. It's pretty good for me. Get on up there, across the bridge, say hello to our friends up Cecil County and Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We pick the games every week with Christian Horton. He runs a sports book there. We're having a good time. Beating on his Patriots. Much better to have you on the show now than it would have been 10 years ago, for sure. Jets and the Broncos. These are two of the dregs of the league now, certainly the Jets with the quarterback situation. Where are you, Joe Flacco, when I need you? 1.5 favorite, the Broncos. I guess it's the thin air. I'm not sure. I go back to the Vinny Testaverde AFC Championship game in Elway in 98 out there at the old Mile High, but certainly not these two teams right now. I'm going to take the Jets. I think the Jets are a better overall team. I think if they had a quarterback, they could be okay. I think the Broncos stink. I think Russell Wilson stinks in any air.
Yeah, no, you got on me last week for taking Denver, and they come through for me. But I'm back with Denver on this one. Like I said, I think Sean Payton's going to establish his culture finally and get that team to where it needs to be, whether that's with Russell Wilson or not. I'm still just not a Zach Wilson fan, so. Yeah, I like the Broncos at the 1.5.
He hands the ball off so pretty. San Francisco and Dallas, speaking of quarterbacks and having one or not having one and where you are on Dak Prescott and where you are on the Cowboys as a team. And I'm going to be out down in Dallas for 55 hours, which is 54 too many for me in Dallas. But they're playing the 49ers, 3.5-point favorite, the Niners. The Niners look to be – there's some good teams, and these are two of them, right? I mean, this is – we talk about these Sunday night matchups, and they put the Jets on, and they don't have a quarterback, and it's terrible. They picked a really good game on Sunday night. This is – and for the Ravens playing the 4 o'clock game, what a sports weekend, dude! And I haven't even talked college football yet. I haven't talked about any other baseball games. This is just as good as it gets from a sports fan perspective. And this Sunday night game, this is as good as it gets in week 5.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely the game of the week. I'm excited to see this game. I'm with the 49ers on this one. And you see what happens to Dallas every time they're in a primetime game. They kind of, you know, don't do too well. You know, they just kind of stink it up. So I like the 49ers on this one. I think Purdy has his big coming out party to the world. And he kind of shows them who he is.
All right, so I'm not, you know, age, race, gender, none of that, but I have no idea how old you are. I just don't. Yeah. I think you're, if I had to throw a dart at the carnival, I'd call you 28 or 29, but I could be way off. How old are you?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 on Sunday. On Sunday, yep.
I knew you didn't know a damn thing about Danny White and Joe Montana, which is why I didn't bring it up. I turn 55 next week, and I know I look 29 and holding, especially on days when I shave. But when I see San Francisco and Dallas out on the field, that's a decade of my life. Like, right. Mm-hmm. Like, and I always hated the Cowboys. Right. So I always had a soft spot for the 49ers, and Bill Walsh was always so lovable. And Joe Montana has been nice to me on many. Actually, you know, I've run into Joe Montana half dozen times in my life. He's always been. So I've always hated the Cowboys. And I can say that I'm going to wake up in Dallas 3 days in a row this week, which is like, but this, it's such a venerable game, and someone your age should at least know that when I see those uniforms out there, you know, it's
perfect. Yeah.
That I want to hear John Madden and Pat Summerall call. You know what I mean?
Some nostalgia. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I know that doesn't mean anything to you. Hey, I got Pittsburgh and Baltimore this week, right? So for a guy your age, that's as good as it gets, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, it's kind of the defenses. You know, you kind of see those games, and I love those games because they're low scoring, hard hitting. You know, it definitely brings back the youth.
Well, then they have that long, venerable National Football League bastion, mm-hmm. Las Vegas. They play the Monday night game. They're now hosting games, including the Super Bowl, that I will not be broadcasting from Radio Row for the second time in 28 years. Raiders hosting the Packers. Speaking of traveling, man, Packers fans going to Vegas for a football game? What? You know, this is what – that's got to be a $300 get-in, I would think. I haven't been online to check it out. But the Packers fans don't believe they can win. I mean, obviously, this is where they are. 1-point favorite. Nobody likes the Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders. I'll spread the point. I think they'll win at home.
Yeah, the cat's still out the bag with the Raiders. You know, I don't know if their quarterback's hurt or not. You know, is Garoppolo going to play or not? I like the Packers kind of in a comeback game. You know, they didn't do too well against the Lions. Got blown out in the Thursday night game previously. So I like the Packers. Better coach team. Better defense, so I'm going to the Packers on this one.
You know, you pick football games and you think you're good at it, and you try to win some money, and like, I can pick prices on tickets better than anybody. I just looked up right now as we sit here Monday night Packers Raiders. You wonder about this league and going into Vegas where they never wanted to be because gamblers like you would. You know, so I heard that I've been on the air 32 years. The first 30. Guys like you and me, they would throw me out of the locker room for being around you, right? Like betting on games. Vegas, it's $305 to get a single, not even with the juice, probably $350. It's a $350 get-in to go to a football game on Monday night to see what we both would call two bad teams, right? Like, literally.
Yeah. That's a lot. I wouldn't pay that to get in there.
Well, no. I'm just saying is the power of Vegas. That's the power of the Packers going to Las Vegas and playing the first game in the history of the Packers, and Packers fans being everywhere. And it's the same thing with the Eagles. I mean, traveling fans and these fan bases, and this is the exciting time of the year, and people ramp up for this. So we got a lot of excitement at the casino. In the sports book and certainly in the restaurant. We're going to be there next Sunday at Hollywood Casino. Dude, I hope when I have I'm going to be in Dallas having you on the show in the middle of the week next week when we pick these games. I hope I do better this week than I did last week. 8-8, that kind of gets me a little more focused, I would say, Christian.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. I can see that.
All right. Well, good luck to your Patriots. You got any feelings about the Orioles? Would you bet on them or against them in the Rangers 5-game series?
I like the Rangers on this one. Just a better hitting team. Pitching's better too, you know, in my eyes. Now, bullpen, the Orioles got it, but
dude, you go poop on Kyle Bradish and Grayson Rodriguez and John Means.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm going to get together with you. I'm adding a bet to this right now.
Okay,
I'm taking
okay.
the Orioles. You're taking the
okay.
Rangers.
Yes.
And when we get together, maybe next Wednesday it won't be settled. They might have to go all the way to Friday night and screw up my crab cake tour down at Drug City. But it would be a good birthday present for me to wake up on my birthday, my 55th birthday, knowing there's going to be an American League Championship Series and knowing that I'm spending the first day of my 56th year with you. And
yes,
now we're
yes.
going to be up at Hollywood Casino on the 15th, bright and early. When you get to be my age, you get out of bed early. It's not a problem doing a 9 a.m. Believe me, dude, 9 a.m. Sundays back when I was 20, like you. I don't mm-hmm. know. It would have been a little different for me, these Sunday morning football games. Bloody Marys and like all that, which Bloody Marys are available at the sportsbook at Hollywood Casino, correct?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah, yep.
Maybe an Orange Crush for game one of the ALCS. I hope you don't cash your bet. That's all I'm hoping.
Okay, we'll see.
Betting against the Orioles in Perryville. How dare you, Christian Horton? But, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is. I mean, last week I took the Browns on the show. Wouldn't have taken them on Sunday. Good luck to everybody out there betting and gambling. Make sure you're checking out everything they're doing up at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Make sure you get up there. They've got great bands coming in, great football, giant TVs, and a delicious salmon BLT that I'll be participating in for breakfast. Salmon for breakfast. I'll feel like I'm at Tottenham next Sunday. It's $30. Take advantage of the buffet. Come along, play along, get a book, participate in the wing eating contest and the football blitz game. You can win up to $500 in bonus play. You can get your tickets ahead of time by clicking. There's an Eventbrite. I'm going to be sharing that this week. $30. You get the buffet and get into the games. But everyone is welcome. Come on up. It's family friendly as well on a Saturday or Sunday morning, I should say. Next Sunday, come on up. See the games on the big screen. You'll feel like you're in Vegas, and you can win money too. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Orioles magic and Baltimore positive. Stay with us.